I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hey Kids Comics. We have found ourselves in issue 98, and this is an ongoing conversation, this show, between Cole and I. On a topic that we came up with a while ago when we were kicking around ideas, and we thought this one would be a whole lot of fun.
And also, unlike last time, this is in fact actually 98.
Yes, it is. We are titling this this issue of Hey Kids Comics, "Wish You Were Here," and what we want to talk about is kind of the geography of the comic book world. I'll let Cole go into a further explanation of this because he definitely has a more elegant and eloquent execution on this.
And excellent,
well, yes.
Let's not forget excellent.
Ergonomic?
What we're looking at here is kind of your travel log, your travel agency, your travel channel, if you will, for places that simply don't exist but ought to. You know, it's like in What's Up, Tiger Lily. It's like if you could go visit Raspur, the non-existent but real-sounding country. you know, you really, there's so many places. One of the real joys of comics and in researching some of the stuff for this episode, we were completely amazed the diversity of places that just aren't there. You know, so many comics take place in New York or Chicago, or okay, none of them take place in Chicago.
Nothing really takes place in Los Angeles
or San Francisco,
right?
And then others take place in, you know, Star City or Gotham, or you know, on foreign lands like Geonosia.
and we thought, you know, while it might be fun this summer during, you know, we're in the middle of vacation season right now. Everybody's going to go back to school next month, and right now is when everybody's really going off on their vacations.
This might be your last-minute shot at getting away from it all.
Right. We thought it might be fun to look at some of the places that you can't visit. that you can't take the family, load up the Nash Rambler and head out to this summer.
And try to pinpoint where some of these places are.
Right. So I will, full disclosure, we attempted to record this last night and failed miserably through some technical snafus. But I want to start tonight with this. And I said this last night in our recording, and I want to start right here. Once and for all, Hey Kids Comics is going to put a pin in a question that's been dangling topographically over the map of comic book fans for a long time, and that is where exactly is Gotham City? And our own the Jedi Cole Houston, who by the way is with us. We kind of just jumped in. I'm Andrew Farmer. That's Cole Houston.
I'm Cole Houston.
Has a definitive answer for us on the actual location of Gotham. So Cole, would you please enlighten us once and for all?
Well, way back when, in unknown year, I'm honestly trying to figure out when this thing was published. In 1990, Mayfair Games, who I don't even know are still around anymore, published a DC Heroes role-playing game.
Okay.
And what was really cool about that is it encompassed the entire DC universe. I mean, anything was open season for this game, and in some of their resource materials, their source books and modules and stuff, they really opened the door for everything. But no one had ever just gone in so full and complete as they did when they published the Atlas of the DC Universe. And I highly recommend this, even, you know, as a just fun reference book, even if you're not a gamer and, you know, don't want to try to track down a copy of this game. It's just a fun book, and it does definitively put a pin in the map for a lot of places you're very familiar with. And in some cases, I think maybe even go so far as to tell you which nebulae to find certain planets that you're fond of. But, like, you know, if you're ever wondering where the Waymore, Nebraska, you know, precisely, it's apparently right along Highway 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you're looking for Ralph Dibny's old...
old digs.
Yeah, it's old digs. If you're ever in Nebraska and you're heading along Highway 80, just look for the Waymore Electronics and Medtronics Corporation, just opposite sides of Broadway Street, apparently.
While we're on this topic, before we get to exactly where Gotham is, I do want to nod the cap at DC. For while DC, and we've discussed this too, Marvel's really good at kind of sticking with the Lewis and Clark method, the standard map. Just use what you got. You know,
yes.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel here. You've got plenty of great places to visit.
Oh, apparently if it's in the good old USA, it's in the good old USA.
Right. If it's not,
yeah, then it's open season. Europe has been carved. I mean, there are a lot of European countries. You know, I live in Texas. You can fit two or three of any given European country within our borders.
Right.
And so many of these countries are the size of some of our states, so which is, you know, why for 200 plus years we've been saying, suck it, England. But, yeah. You know, apparently Europe just gets smaller and smaller because Marvel especially carves out all
whatever
of these
they want.
Countries and principalities and
right.
various lines of demarcation that have appeared on the map over the years.
But in DC, there was during the Infinite Crisis period, there was a book that was the precursor to Justice League Dark that had, and I think I've actually mentioned this on the show before, but had it didn't have Constantine in it, but it had like the Blue Devil and Detective Chimp and magic characters in it. And then they were fighting the Spectre, and they had to go find, I believe it was Black, it was either Black Alice or Ted Knight, but whoever it is, they found them living in Kettering, Ohio. I know I've discussed this on the show before, and Kettering, Ohio is where I'm from. Reading the book, whoever did that book, and at the top of my head I can't remember, and I didn't do any research, I'm just pulling this out of my butt, whoever did it really... either knew or was from Dayton, Ohio, because the places that they were kind of walking, and it was just a suburban neighborhood, but the street signs and some of the locations that they were at are actually in Kettering, Ohio. So nod of the hat to you guys for that kind of research into a small town in Ohio. And that's all I have to say about that. Now take it to a place that doesn't exist, any state, including Ohio, not that anybody would know. That would be Gotham City.
Yes, Gotham City, according to this resource, and this may, you know, there may be others who say, no, that's not entirely true. But according to the Atlas of the DC Universe, circa 1990, Gotham City resides, prepare yourselves, in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It's a southern New Jersey town, which does explain on that Justice League album...
Oh,
we talked
no.
about on a previous issue.
Yeah.
Why Batman here? He's from New Jersey.
You know, that never occurred to me. You never see Batman taking any elocution classes or, you know, linguist classes to get rid of his accent. I wonder if Bruce Wayne has a Jersey accent.
I don't know. You know, you think that being part of the gentry,
He might have dropped that accent.
Dropped that because that's for the little people.
You know who hasn't dropped their accent since we're in Jersey? The greatest superhero of all time, Angelo. Angelo.
Oh, yeah, Angelo. Yeah.
Angelo ain't dropped his accent. Angelo's a man of the people.
In my backyard. What are you talking about there?
Not for nothing, but I saw Bruce. Not for nothing, but I saw Bruce Wayne once at the...
Guys, I love you. No, seriously, love you.
At the food truck, I saw Bruce Wayne once. I punched him in his face because he had a face that looked like I needed punching. Not for nothing. He's a good guy.
Such a hot part of town or nothing. You know, I ain't complaining or nothing.
Yeah.
Down the street there's a couple of guys, and they're like wailing on Batman. I'm like, all right. Hey, that's our boy. That's the Bat.
You know? That's the Batman.
I come in there, me and Batman, we're just going at it. We took care of them something.
That's the whole, I had to get him off of the Batman, so I had my shot at the Batman. Because, you know, the Batman, you got to punch the Batman in the face when you see the Batman. You got to have that story or the bar
what
later.
What are you asking for? Look, hey, come on, punch me.
Look at his face. Oh, you got that chin. Yeah, the chin's staring back at you. Just like
I'll let you punch me in the face.
Like a big old target, like a chin. I had to punch him in the face. Not for nothing. He's a good guy. I'm just saying.
The Batman.
I love him. He's a great. He's a national treasure. He's a hero. He should get the key to the city. But I'm still gonna punch him in the face if I see him. He's a Batman. Angelo. Angelo always says Angelo after Angelo's done talking.
Definitely so very outspoken on the subject of Batman.
So Gotham City is in New Jersey.
It's sort of like the southeastern New Jersey.
Right. He's somewhere between South Boston and New Jersey, apparently.
there's Gotham for you.
Angelo's got a wandering accent. That's you never know.
Is way south of Newark. Like Newark's the other end, northern end of the state. So.
Right. He's from Jersey by way of South Boston. Our Angelo is.
It's interesting that you know Gotham wound up in New Jersey because it's almost like a slap in the face to New Jersey because it's like Gotham can be a bit of a hellhole.
Right.
Meanwhile, not that far away, literally across the straits there, or whatever they call that body of water between the two states, down in southern Delaware is the Big Apricot itself. The home of the Metropolitans. Metropolis is in Delaware.
Right. Which is a weird place. In my mind, it's a weird place for Metropolis to be, is Delaware.
For me, it's just weird that they call it the Big Apricot.
That is a really... I noticed that. It was a really weird... instead of the Big Apple or...
Yeah.
It's a big apricot.
I mean, why the apricot? You know, why not the big peach or the big...
Is apricot native to Metropolis, like to Delaware?
I don't know. Yeah, was there some reasoning behind this, or was it just because the apple was taken?
Welcome to Metropolis, the large mango.
That's right.
So one of the things we wanted to do on the show was kind of give you guys a little bit of a, you know, an itinerary, if you were our personal itineraries, if you guys were getting ready to travel in the comic book world, you know, we want to give you some places to visit and some places not to visit.
Absolutely.
So
there are places. I think you know. So we've talked about Metropolis and Gotham. We do want to point out when visiting those two. You know, obviously, Gotham can get a little dangerous.
It gets dicey.
Yeah, but. But, you know, it's still, there's a lot to see there. There's the Wayne Enterprises and the football stadium that's used by, as we discussed last night, a bewildering number of professional teams because Gotham can't decide who they want as their sports team.
They keep refranchising the sports team to different.
They change sports team names like Wasp changes costumes.
You know, I get it. Like the Redskins are under the gun right now to change the name of their team. Like, but the names of the teams that they've changed it from are totally not offensive, especially when you live in Gotham City, where it could be called the Gotham Clown Killed Your Mothers, but it's not. But it's
yeah,
not.
It's been the Gotham Axe Murderers, but
yeah, something. Gotham giant crocodile men that live in the sewers, but it's not called that. It's not called that.
Right.
That would be offensive to Gothamites. First of all, Gothamites is offensive to Gothamites.
That's very true.
Just sounds horrible.
It sounds like a movie Peter Lorre was in or something.
Yeah, Gothamites. Yeah. Right, but when you're in Gotham, there's a couple places, or at least one place that comes to mind that you do not want to visit.
Absolutely, and that would be, of course, Crime Alley. And if the name alone hasn't warned you off, you know, It's like if you're at the corner of Fifth and turn down this road and we'll cut your head off.
Right.
Avenue. You should pretty much get the hint that if you turn down that particular avenue, they're going to cut your head off.
The GPS won't even take you down there.
Yeah, it just it draws you away, miles away.
Right. Don't go anywhere near Cecilia Necktie Street, is what we're saying. That's right. Bad idea. Cole and I, last night when we were recording this, we stumbled upon a piece of comic book geography that no one knew existed until last night.
True.
And that's
it turns out it does have a comic book connection.
And that is the most, and we don't know what state it's in, mainly because they don't really publicize it.
Yeah, nobody really wants to admit that it's in their state. It's probably in one of those areas where several states touch and no one will claim it.
Right. It's in the Five Corners. Five Corners. And that would be a place that Cole and I have discovered called Muggerville.
Muggerville, yes. Muggerville is a unique city in that they literally have no local taxes.
No.
All city revenue for Muggerville comes strictly from muggings.
Straight muggings.
Yeah, it's just there's like a mugging, like a mandate. It's like, you know, some place have a speed trap. They just come and then hit you with a blackjack and take your wallet.
They make money there hand over fist. That's my favorite Muggerville joke. And for those longtime
sign at the city limits. But
that's right. We make money hand over fist. Just so you know, we also discovered last night, longtime listeners of the show will appreciate this, that there's one particular superhero that hails from Muggerville, and one superpowered being, and that is the JCU's own Manshitsu.
Yes, indeed, that is the comic book connection. Is that the origin story of Manshitsu took place in Muggerville?
Right.
And he's sort of the ad hoc beast anti-hero of Muggerville.
Because nothing is worse than Muggerville. Even if you're Manshitsu, you can find better digs than Muggerville. So that being said, we just be prepared for more references to Muggerville tonight. I think that's why I wanted to say that. I wanted to let you guys in on a footnote. Muggerville is the Jedi Cole Universe's Crime Alley.
That's right.
But while we're talking about Crime Alley, if you go across the straits there, there's another place that we really don't want to visit. Over in Grand Old, the Big Apricot.
Yeah, the Big Apricot. Well, you know, there's always like some little blemish or you know, spot or somewhere like some sort of insect larva took a bite. And for the Big Apricot, that would be none other than Suicide Slum. Which apparently every time they put it to a vote, it keeps getting voted down to change the name of Suicide Slum to something more refreshing or enticing to people.
Right, and that just doesn't happen. They're pretty much in agreement that they're just going to keep the name.
The thing is that Suicide Slum actually has a tourist attraction.
Does it?
Where Crime Alley doesn't. I mean, Crime Alley's sole attraction is crime.
It's crime in an alley. So
yeah. So, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, if you're from Muggerville and you're feeling homesick. But, yeah, they have Bibbo's Bar.
That's right.
You know, Superman's pal Bibbo wins the lottery. I think in comics, he and the janitor from Archie Comics, the only two characters ever to hit the lottery. And there are probably Archie fans who are like, yeah, he's right. He actually did hit the lottery.
He did hit the lottery.
I don't remember his name, but he hit the lottery. It was right there on the cover. Yeah. I'm a millionaire.
Then he spent it on heroin and tie hookers.
In that case, it was really a dark time. And you know, a little wonder Archie bit a bullet just to get out of that.
Oh, jeez. At some point, we need to talk about that, but that'll be for another show. Wow. But yeah, so Crime Alley, Suicide Slums. By the way, Suicide Slums, home to the Newsboy Army.
Oh, is it? The Newsboy Legion.
The Newsboy Legion, yes. So I don't know what else to say about that. Yes.
You know, on our last issue, we talked about some recommended reading. And we talked about how, you know, in the Jay and Silent Bob, the Chasing Dogma.
Right.
Which is part of the Tales from the Clerks, had, you know, Jay and Silent Bob had gone to look for the fictional town in the in those, not John Waters, damn it.
That's a whole different comic.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing with the 16 Candles guy. So, sorry. You know, they're looking for this fictional city, and so if you're in New York, don't go wandering around the various boroughs looking for this fictional but real-sounding street, which is, of course, Yancey Street.
Oh, yes, yes. Does not actually exist. But if you do happen to find Yancey Street, look for a lab there from Dr. Doom. I'm sure you'll find one.
Absolutely. Or, if nothing else, you'll probably find roving gangs of delinquent miners armed with rotten tomatoes and eggs. Which they keep on hand at all times against the contingency of seeing Ben Grimm, the Thing.
By the way, could be worse. They should call it Could Be Worse Alley. That's what they should call it. Could Be Worse Avenue. Because if the worst you get wandering down a dark alley at night is some rotten eggs, then you're doing all right for yourself.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, they have a similar roving gang in Muggerville, but they actually hurl sharp rocks. So it literally could be worse.
Right. They actually hurl Ben Grimm the Thing at you.
They have their version of the Thing, which is a guy who is like a giant rotten tomato. So instead of throwing rotten tomatoes at the rock guy, it's sort of the opposite.
They just have a guy they call the Thing.
He actually looks a lot like a rotten tomato, but that's only because he's been constantly stoned by such small children.
Right. And he's actually, unlike the Thing, he's actually naked under his trench coat. It's not so much a disguise. Yeah,
that's why most people are encouraged to throw rocks at him.
But oddly enough, 2 out of 3 people in Muggerville are totally naked. So
that's largely true as well. Because, you know, if you're naked, then obviously you don't have anything on you to steal.
That's true. You can't get mugged anymore. That's the only defense for Muggerville.
Everything has been taken.
Really, it takes you to a place of zen when you visit Muggerville.
Meanwhile, people...
What was that?
That's true. The thing that is, it's popular with people, you know, who are tired of the old run-of-the-mill nudist colonies.
Right.
It's like a whole city where it's okay to walk around naked and not during Mardi Gras.
It's somewhere between a nudist colony and Logan's Run while you're there. It's...
Perhaps you'll be renewed. But
and by that, they mean mugged. Everything means mugged. So we've talked about some horrible, horrible places. Let's talk about some awesome places.
Even a lot of people like to go to amusement parks. They'll go like Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Empire. They'll go to, like if you're here in Texas, you might visit Six Flags Over Texas, which is our poor man's Disney World.
Right.
because you'll be poor once you pay... like $50.
You'd be poorer than a weekend visit to Muggerville.
But yeah, bring a Dr. Pepper can and get 50 cents off. So the Dr. Pepper cost me $1. What the hell? Okay, but you know, there's an amusement park you just don't want to go visit. And I'm not talking about that creepy ass, you know, open 3 weeks a year Wizard of Oz place. I'm talking about Arcade's Murder World.
One of my favorite.
Westworld was bad.
Westworld was amazing. By the way, Muggerville?
Uh-huh.
27% Yul Brynner.
Wow.
Per capita. True story. Yeah, Murder World, not only is Murder World something that I absolutely love, might be my absolute favorite location in all of comics, also has a rich and storied history. Like, it just goes on. There's Murder World, Murder Warehouse, Murder Town, Murder, and it's all basically...
I think there's even a Murder Alley.
Probably.
It's like, you know, if you can't afford the full-scale Murder World, Arcade does offer some various options. It's all in the brochure.
So really? Just look, that, yeah.
We'll send you a complimentary brochure, and you can learn all about the various options they have. Really, they're one of the most approachable supervillains out there, because there's something literally for all budgets.
But when we were talking about this, we kind of said this is sort of like the, you know, the the vacation that's like the safari or the skydiving, the kind of adrenaline junkie.
It's like, adrenaline junkies. If you're one of those people who, you know, the rock wall on the cruise ship just wasn't extreme enough for you.
You sick, you know, bastards.
Rhino baiting in Zandia was not cutting it, you know, where you go up and slap rhinoceros on their ass just to see what'll happen. Turns out their asses are incredibly resilient. You're saying it's like really thick leather, even
right.
Living. They may not even notice you, but that's part of the fun.
You never know. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the visiting Antarctica and wearing a smelt suit. just to, you know, to get the penguin pile going on. from Oswald Cobblepot Tours Incorporated. So check that out.
It's a startup. It's not doing well now.
It's they're working on it. But Underworld, interestingly enough, was actually started with a Kickstarter campaign.
Did it?
And yeah, a lot. It was crowdsourced because those, you know, the giant spiked pinballs are not cheap.
That's true. Now my question for you is this. What kind of delusions of grandeur must you have to not only be an assassin in a world of assassins, like Taskmaster and, you know, if you're looking at comics, Deathstroke, Deadpool, Elektra, like the list of good quality, you know, if you pull them up on...
Largely, well, I think part of it is you have these assassins with a great reputation and a pretty effective kill record. It's hard to book them. I mean, they're 6 years in advance. Who's got 6 years to wait to kill off their enemies?
But, you know, and no, regardless of how effective they are, it's hard to be an assassin, you know, in this town. It's kind of a saturated market without having some sort of gimmick. You know,
that's true.
That's where Murder World that's where Arcade really took it to the next level. Is he's decided, you know, I'm going to be an assassin, but I will tailor make a nightmarescape for you.
Yeah, why just kill somebody? I mean, anyone. Have you seen The Professional? You could just walk up. He'll tell you. You know, knives are best. You know, the getting up close and personal, or you can kill from far away with a giant assault rifles. But you know. When you can make it fun, not only for yourself but for your clients, and then kind of drag out the target's death. And he started out pretty small. You know, it was mainly just like, you know, it was sort of a Hitman plus,
right?
Because it was interactive and it was kind of like, you know, Mr. Scaramanga. And
it kind of was, yes.
Very very Scaramanga esque, except with only two nipples. And
I forgot about that. That was the weirdest affectation of any villain.
Yeah, you know that if you want something to set you apart, the extraneous nipplage is always a.
Well, we really need to flesh out this character. We need a little exposition. Why? Just give him a third nipple. Throw him on the screen. All
right. That'll shock. They won't even wonder where he came from.
It's just going to focus on that nipple.
What kind of a name is Scarab? What the f...
Okay. No, really, I don't know. What's his motive? Oh, my God, there's another nipple.
Oh, dear Lord, I could have gone the rest of my life without seeing that. So very much like that. So he started out, you know, killing off regular guys. Got a reputation. Then Arcade gets a little full of himself. And at that point, I'm sorry, it just needs to be attempted Murder World. Because I don't think he's killed Jack since he started going after the big guns.
That's true.
Has anyone lost their life to Murder World?
I don't... Well, here's the thing, right? Later, he kind of went into a slump, right? And the thing is, even when he was in his slump, these guys kept coming to hire him. Like, Doom. For God's sakes, Dr. Doom tried to hire this guy.
Like, Dr. Doom needs to farm this out? What?
Right. But, But later on, much later, like recently, in Avengers Arena, he does end up killing some people. What he does is he takes superpowered teenagers and you know, kind of like the power pack of this generation, like the young Avengers and the Runaways and take them and put them into a arena murder world and make them fight it out to the death. So he does end up killing some people. Metal, Red Raven, Kid Britain, Apex. There are a few. They're not.
It's kind of like the Scourge, where you know the people that die don't matter.
Right. You wanted to clear out some things.
At least say somebody died.
Exactly. You can at least drum up a little bit. So much later, he kills some kids. Way to go. Arcade.
That'll.
But while we're
your reputation.
Well, you're saying that's probably a pretty rough place to visit, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can take your murder world and raise it to the next level. I see your murder world and I raise you Mojoverse.
Okay. Wow. You know, and tickets to Mojoverse, it's a little difficult to get right now.
It is, but Mojoverse was.
It's kind of an invitational, is what it seems.
It is, yeah. Is Mojoverse is Murder World on PCP? Really, it's an entire arena built on holograms and crazy mind powers by this giant, basically Jabba the Hutt combined with some kind of H.R. Giger-esque spider suit. Spider suit thing.
Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mark 7 or something like that.
Right. So
you know, like Krang had a Hall of Armors, that would be...
But Longshot did come out of the Mojoverse, so thank God for that. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't go visit.
There'd be no reason to bother. And not really their favorite son, but certainly a favorite outside of Murder World.
Right.
And you know, the thing is, Murder World, or yeah. Mojo World, rather, there are all kinds. There's like that arena planet that Hulk went to, and
well, it's really...
There was a murder planet or arena planet that I think in the DC Universe as well, because I think Hawkman or somebody had to fight there, Adam Strange or something. I'm veg on that all of a sudden, but I know there was some sort of arena world where I think even Superman wound up fighting for a while, and Lobo.
Oh God, it really is the Hunger Games of comic books out there.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. So those are the things you want to avoid. The Universal theme park. Hunger Games interactive live show.
Yeah.
Just did not pan
You
out.
Will get wet on this ride, guys.
That's right. With human blood.
With human blood and probably urine.
Human blood.
Probably urine.
Probably your own, yeah.
You probably, exactly. So can we just...
From like that extreme to another, opposite extreme. If you want to go somewhere quiet and rustic...
Right.
Even agrarian, Smallville, Kansas.
Ah.
A nice place to visit, as long as it's not meteor season.
Or somebody figures out that Clark Kent is Superman season. So
yeah.
Stay out of there every third Tuesday through Saturday.
That's right.
Because there will be a Kryptonian landing somewhere in the vicinity, and he will F you up.
Is a Superboy comic, where we go back and revisit the Superboy Smallville Tales. Let's bring that aspect of Superman back. Just solely, and I'm being a little selfish here, but this is solely so I can see a teenage Darkseid mix it up with him.
Oh man, you want to do a full young Superman. You want a teenage Darkseid.
You know, I want to do like the young Sherlock Holmes for everyone you ever met in your life, you met when you were in high school.
So like Gotham. So like they're going to do with this Gotham TV
exactly.
show.
Yeah, where you have young Penguin and young...
Yeah.
Fucking young crazy quilt.
Young crazy quilt. Young Firefly.
That's right.
The sophomore arsonist.
It's just just barely getting around. You know, he's just starting fires of dry leaves in a metal pipe pan or something.
But yeah, could you imagine, teenage Brainiac?
Exactly. You know, with Brainiac, when he was just really wasn't all that interested in computers.
He had a Casio TI 81 calculator.
That's true. Get one of those calculator witches that were really
just a giant nerd.
Yes, exactly.
The Legion of the Superheroes is a swim team.
Had all the orthodontic work done. He looked a lot better in his later years.
So that would be a nice little vacation.
Absolutely, you know, that would be a quiet, a lot of fresh apple pies, cooling on windowsills for the tourists.
See, the absolute coolest place that I could think of to visit. And probably the most horrifying, if I was an adrenaline junkie, but on the opposite spectrum of murder world, for me, would be the Savage Land.
Oh, there now, yeah. Let's go really exotic.
Yeah,
not that Mojo World
wasn't exotic, but also oddly enough, Savage Land, much less of a chance you die.
If you get in with like the moon people or whatever they were called, you probably get a safe bet. Plus, I mean, it's like Jurassic Park without some crazy old coot calling all the shots.
Right. I mean, you get dinosaurs and you get rock people and you get Kazar and his hot girlfriend and a saber-toothed tiger.
She-devil.
Yeah, and you get a domesticated saber-toothed tiger. In a crater in what, Antarctica or the Arctic? Antarctica, I think.
I think it's in Antarctica.
Is
the entree. Depending on what universe you're in, your inner world is either the Pellucidar ripoff of the Savage Land.
Yes.
And for you scholars of Edgar Rice Burroughs, like myself. Or you have over across the pond there, across the street at D.C., you have, was it
Scartaris. Scartaris? Let's go with Scartaris. You got Scartaris, which is the, if the Savage Land is the Jurassic Park of the comic book world, Scartaris is the Magnum P.I. based. If J.R.R. Tolkien wrote Magnum P.I., that's what this would be.
Well, Scartaris is like, if you like going to Renfests, this is like the real thing. No foam swords here, kids.
And sweet mustaches.
Oh, yeah.
And a good parody of men and women costuming, by the way. Not a lot of giant guys in plate armor and women in scantily clad clothes there. Your men will get down to their loincloth just like women out in Scartaris.
It gets really kind of... kind of go back to Edgar Rice Burroughs. It gets really Princess of Mars there, where everybody's running around largely naked. It's like if people wore loincloths in Muggerville.
Which people wouldn't, because they would get mugged for their loincloths. Right. But this is the home, Scartaris is the home of the Warlord.
The Warlord,
honestly, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, and I don't say it enough. Travis Morgan, otherwise known as the Warlord, who it's a man out of time and place story, could be, in all seriousness, my favorite comic book character of all time.
Oh, wow, and you'll be jealous to know that just this last weekend I met Mike Grill. At the North Texas Comic Book Show, and he was telling somebody that his favorite comics were the Tarzan.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, you see that. And apparently he had the opportunity to draw some of them for a while, but there were a couple of artists who, he was telling the story, there were a couple of them who were at a convention where he was, and someone had commissioned him to draw Tarzan and the Golden Lion.
Yeah.
And one of them had come over and was looking over his shoulder, and he yelled over the other guy. I cannot remember what the artist's names were. He's like, look at this. Come here. Look at this. That's how you draw a lion. Your lions look like dogs with big shaggy manes. That's a lion. they were sitting there going back and forth so much that he started to sweat, and this big bead of sweat came off his nose and dripped right into the middle of what he was drawing. And I thought, you know, what a tragic tale. I'm sure it was a gorgeous piece.
What Steve Trevor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Trevor lands on
the ultimate tropical vacation,
which is something we haven't talked about. Right, is he lands on Themyscira, the land of the Amazons. Poor Travis Morgan, he gets shot down and lands.
Well, it's like, you know, talk about making people jealous. It'd be like the Beach Boys would be jealous as hell. 300,000 girls for every guy.
Right, but poor Travis Morgan lands and gets shot down and lands. And, you know, I always gotta wonder if Travis Morgan made it out of Skartaris and ends up at some bar. You know, maybe he's the envoy to the UN or something. And Steve Trevor is they meet at some bar in DC and they're so what happened to you? Oh, I was flying my plane and the Ruskies shot me down. I ended up in the center of the world. I got to ride around on a lizard and wear a loincloth around. I had this awesome headdress with giant feathers, but I got a sword and a shield. What about you? Oh, well, I was flying my plane, and I crash-landed on this island, the island of 3,000 naked women, and one of them decided they were to follow. Oh, she was the princess. Yeah, the princess decided that she was in love with me. But then I came back here and got a cushy UN job as their envoy, you know, and poor Travis Morgan, you son of a bitch. Yeah, I've been living for 40 years.
Suddenly all the half-naked chicks in the entire inner world meant nothing.
Well, yeah, it would be better if that's all there were, you know.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true. It's offset by the equal or greater number of half-naked guys.
And fully naked lizards trying to eat you constantly.
There's always that.
But you are the ruler of Shambhala, so you got that going for you.
Over in the DC universe, you can visit Dinosaur Island, which was first crash-landed on by discovered in Weird War Tales, where an army detachment found themselves battling dinosaurs.
Not to be outdone, but Marvel, if you want to go on the same route, I feel like we're competing travel agents trying to find somebody the best bang for their buck. Not to be outdone, if you come to the Marvel Universe, we can put you on Monster Island.
Oh, that's right. The not at all a ripoff of Godzilla.
Right.
Of pretty much every mole man monster that is now forced to live a terrestrial rather than a subterranean existence.
I got four words for you. Do you want to you want me to make this really enticing if you want to come to Monster Island? Whales with people hands. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
You come to Monster Island, I'll show you some whales with people hands.
Thank you, Namor, for conjuring up the whales with people hands. But while we're talking about, you know, whales and such, if you're keen on, there's like a, somewhere, I forget, in some tropical land, there are a couple of underwater hotels. That's a big thing now, is these hotels where you like have to have your scuba certification to get into your room.
Right.
And then you're like, you know, 3 fathoms down or something like that. I don't know how far that is. That may be
so. I don't even know what that is.
People diving, people like, oh my God, what are you going?
You're so dead. You have the bins just saying that.
You have any idea what a fathom is? You would fathom what a fathom is? But if you want to go somewhere that's really cool and underwater and it's kind of like ecotourism at its finest, Atlantis.
Either side.
You can visit Poseidonis and Tritonis, you know, the twin cities, if you will.
Right.
Where some people have people legs and some people have fish.
Fish legs. Now, you're talking about Marvel's Atlantis, correct? Or are you talking about DC's Atlantis?
DC's Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
Volko sits in...
Because this is... Atlantis is one of those weird fictional places if you're... want to consider it fictional. I know that we'll get hate mail. Atlantis is real. Shut up. All right. Okay. That's fine. That's not what I'm saying. It's one of those fictional places that both Marvel and DC have.
Yes.
And there really aren't those places. It's almost to be considered an actual geographic location, because you don't have.
I'm not exactly sure where Atlantis lies. So I'll have to see if there's anything in the geography here.
Oh, I can. I believe I can tell you at least on the Marvel side where Atlantis lies. Let me look. Open
in the Marvel side is fairly adjacent to New York because
that's where they're always going.
Yeah, it's practically like. You know, Namor, it's like if you lived in New Jersey, you'd come over to New York just on a constant basis because it's just a milk run.
I'm looking for where Atlantis might be, and I've got the Savage Land, which, of course, you know, we've discussed.
Oddly enough, Atlantis is further north in the DC universe.
Okay.
It's like up in the Poseidonis and Tritonis are quite a ways apart from each other.
The capital city of Atlantis.
They're like several hundred nautical miles apart, but they're all well above the timberline.
Here's the thing about Marvel's Atlantis, okay? Is not only do you get there is a very close point of reference to New York, and that would be the city of Camus. Okay, so if you're in the city of Camus. Okay. But if you come to magnificent Atlantis, you can visit the Cave of Shadows, the Grotto of the Ancients, Skara, Atuma's realm, the capital city of Atlantis, which is
pretty much
dead center. By the way, in the province of Atlantis, we're going to call it the province of Atlantis. But you can also visit the boundaries of the Imperial Realm. There's a Lair of the Faceless Ones. The Namor Solitary Palace, which apparently is off of the coast of Buenos Aires. Yeah, he knows how to pick them, right? Inferno Island. If you ever needed a place to visit.
Wow.
Inferno Island. So, essentially, in the Marvel Universe, Atlantis is the ocean. Anywhere in the ocean.
Anything, they claim it all.
They got it all there. So
they've got the largest sovereign nation.
Yeah, it's just the ocean.
Very canyon rich.
Their major exports are canyons. Kelp, machinery, and canyons.
Doubloons are another popular.
Right, whatever they find.
Recovered doubloons. Lots, lots. There's no shortage of doubloons. Another, like, fictional city that I think people would genuinely want to visit when there isn't just a mist-inspired crime wave going on is Opal City from one of my favorite recommendations at the convention last weekend. We did a panel on Comics Are For Everyone, and I highly recommended the Starman series, much to the light of Starman Morrison, who was in attendance, and the Jack Knight Starman, because the fictional city of Opal was where not only are the various Starmans based, the Starmen, as it were,
right,
but also where the Golden Age villain, the Shade, has come to reside.
Ah.
And we learned that he's actually originally English. But, he comes to fall in love with the American city of Opal and its youth. And I think even Oscar Wilde had visited it one
point. Where is Opal? Do we know where Opal City is?
Declared it okay.
This is all right.
Yeah. In his very Oscar Wildean way. I don't remember. It was Opal City around in 1990 or...
In 1890? Opal City was founded in 1864.
Ah.
So, yes.
All I know is it's adjacent to Turk County. I mean, as far as being in the comics, I don't think it was around when this was published.
Right.
So, unfortunately, no help on its precise...
It's located in Maryland, USA.
Oh, Maryland, okay. Because I did find out Markovia, where Geo-Force and late Terra were
oddly
from.
Enough.
Apparently, being a Markovian princess, they had no problem with her remains being buried in America, is south of Switzerland.
Oddly enough, Markovia can be found in Utah. I don't know if you knew that. In Utah, yes. Oh, I make myself laugh. So I liked that one. You know, we should really start the show at some point. We've just been
we've just been everywhere.
No, it's speaking of being everywhere. If you had to choose one place, because we're getting to that point again where we need to start wrapping it up.
Yeah, we keep doing that.
If you had to choose one place where that you could visit, where would it be?
Wow, you know, naturally, the assumption is going to be I'd be leaning toward Atlantis.
See, I would think Savage Land.
It would be the closest thing to C-Lab 2020 that I've been waiting for 30-something years. But, yeah, that's a good question. You know, where would I want to visit? You know, Apocalypse comes to mind because it's just a place that
really.
It's not going to be crowded with tourists.
That's true.
A little off the beaten trail. It's one of those places, you know, not a lot of people are going. So, you know, you're going to be one of the few foreigners there.
Two Michelin stars.
Crowded with mindless slaves, though, in the thrall of Darkseid. But everything's duty free.
Right.
And the dollar is now on a par with the Apocalyptian death mark.
Ah.
So
two Michelin stars, ample parking. We'll return. That's your Yelp review of Apocalypse.
That's right. The fire pits were beautiful this time of year.
Right. See, for me, I think
highly recommend going in between late August and mid-September.
Oh, the leaves.
Well, there's a moratorium on public execution.
And the leaves are changing and no public hangings. So it's nice that way.
That's right. Oddly enough, though, the leaves there don't change color. They actually change into something else entirely.
Something horrifying.
Very often naked lizards.
Naked lizards that eventually end up in Scartaris. That's right.
Chief export.
Or in Muggerville. One of the two. It's
that's right. It's often hard to distinguish. Also, oddly enough, Andy had pointed out to me before the show. Bagalia, which is apparently an entire country based on Muggerville.
when it's too bad in Muggerville, you can go to Bagalia.
That's right. Which I mean, it looks like makes Muggerville the Bush League. Bagalia's like getting kicked out for the majors.
And I didn't know this place existed. Like I had no idea until I was researching this show.
Entire country of villains. Which, you know, that's about as tenable, that's about as workable as a system of government as, well, Muggerville, for one. And,
right.
I can't remember where I was headed with that. But
Muggerville's enough.
Yeah, Muggerville's enough, you know. Or Earth 3.
Which one was Earth 3?
That was the crime syndicate.
Oh, yes, your power rings and your Johnny Quicks.
The entire planet. How do you have an economy?
That's true.
Those conditions. So there you
and
have
maybe
it.
We can discuss that in our upcoming issue.
We do have a later issue coming up sometime this year is Comiconomy.
Expect a long and storied discussion of the economy of Muggerville during that issue.
Muggerville will be back. We'll probably have Muggerville's mayor come on and tell us a little bit about the.
Maybe we can send Angelo to Muggerville for an on-site.
Oh, send him for a remote. Muggerville. But where would you like to go?
Me?
Savage Land would also be a lot of fun because I would like to see the proper real dinosaurs.
See, much the same as your Apocalypse. I think that I would like to visit Latveria.
Oh, yes. Another place where a certain time of year public hangings are...
Right.
Are on a low ebb.
Well, I mean, places of interest in Latveria. Now, I have the Marvel Atlas, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so the places of interest... Here's why I want to visit Latveria, because very rarely do you get to visit... such a wide and varied cornucopia, a panoply of places like Castle Doom, the Citadel of Doom, Doom Falls, Doomsport Airport, Doomsburg, Doomsdale, Doomsvale, Doomton, Doomwoods Forest. Mount Victorium, by the way, is another one. So he got his first name in there at one point.
So there's like only one, yeah, okay.
And also, why wouldn't you want to go somewhere where your major resources are iron ore, nuclear power, robotics, electronics, machinery, and time travel?
Wow.
Right.
How many places can boast that?
So I think that a visit to Latveria, you know, because it's kind of got that Black Forest feel to it. You know, you could probably run across some gypsies somewhere out there selling their wares. You could sit down around a fire and get some stories, and then not get shot by giant servo robots. So it's really the best of all worlds for me, going to Latveria.
Well, you know, also, you know, not to mention the number of places that you can visit, like the Doom Cathedral and Doom Alley.
Doom Tropolis.
The park, Doom World, and Otisburg.
Otisburg, of course, Otisburg. Doom Junction.
The one conceit there that they had was Otisburg.
Doom Junction is nice.
Doom Junction. Didn't they do a sitcom about Doom Junction?
They did, yeah.
Joe, he's been arrested and hanged.
No. It was one episode long, everyone died.
That's right.
No, it was two episodes long.
The girls in the water tower were then subsequently summarily shot down by snipers.
It was actually two episodes long. In the first episode, everybody dies. In the second episode, everybody was replaced by Doom bots. And it really didn't get the... It ran on the one television station in all of Latveria.
Yeah, on the state television station.
That's right.
There's Doombot 427. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
That's right. That Andy Griffith Show whistle sounds really weird coming out of that Doom mask.
It has this kind of Vangelis resonance to it.
Oh, all right. Well, do you have any final thoughts for this?
I think it's just a couple of places people ought to consider. Gem World.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Gem World. Also, you know, if you want to go visit Africa, which, you know, is a beautiful historic country full of opportunities for tourism, history, and embarrassing photos with dead game animals that will get you either blasted as a cheerleader or fired from your L'Oreal modeling job you had for like 3 days.
Right.
Some other options are to visit historic Wakanda.
Okay.
Where you can buy a souvenir of 1/1,000,000th of a gram of vibranium.
Yeah, it's not much.
It's the most that any foreigner is allowed to remove.
They're not giving you much there.
And they do tell you, avoid the guys at the airport when you get home. They're like, you know, I'll give you $10 for your vibranium because they're probably stockpiling it. Trying to, you know, build a suit or something of armor over the course of 75 years.
Right.
And then also Gorilla City. Apparently, The Flash had done some negotiations with King Solovar. It's now wide open. Tourism is booming because legalized gambling.
Oh, understood. Tribal lands.
Gorilla City. Yeah, tribal lands, exactly. So, yeah, check those places out. You know, Gem World, you've got the circular sea, so the entire continent is completely, is effectively an island. Skartaris, of course, and the Negative Zone.
Oh, yes, the Negative Zone. I will say this, though. There's one place...
It's the unhappiest place in the universe.
There's one place that you... There's one place unhappier than the Negative Zone that you never want to visit. And that is the inside of Cloak's Stank Cloak.
The Stank Realm.
That's right. The inside of Cloak's stank parka or whatever he's wearing at any given time. Stay away from that.
I don't believe it's ever been laundered. I've never seen any coverage of him like at Quick Wash, you know, sitting in front of the dryer. waiting.
Exactly. Just a void of darkness sitting in front of a dryer.
Yeah.
Crazy quilt. That needs to be, hey, if you want to do a Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, there we go.
If you want to do a Sunday Funnies, that's one for you. All right, so that all being said, I
guess the only other thing I could mention is if you're going to go the interplanetary route like I did with Apocalypse, try Krypton. Too soon?
Not too soon. Cole and I were discussing this last night in our ill-fated recording. It's really fun. I guess this is my final thought on this. It's really fun when whatever geographic location, whether it be a city or a town or an island or a, you know, anything like that, becomes a character in the story that you read, in the continuity of the story. Big ones for that are Gotham City. I think, Cole, you were saying Opal City.
Oh, absolutely. In the course of that Starman series, Opal City very much becomes a character because both Shade and Jack Knight are madly in love with their home city.
Right. So any time that they can take a piece of geography, whatever it might be, and transform that into a character that has its own emotions and kind of breathes, you know, that's awesome. And you get that a lot in comic books, especially ones with very large. You know what we didn't mention, speaking of breathing geography, is Mandapore.
Oh, sorry, that's duck soup.
Mandapore, land of the fake land that Wolverine runs as a crime lord or some such nonsense.
Oh, wow.
As Patch, because he's not painfully obvious that it's Wolverine at all times.
Yeah.
No, I'm Patch. Uh-huh. Get a haircut, Patch. So we'll go ahead and wrap her up. We're right up against it. So Cole, do you want to do some plugs?
Absolutely. Of course, we're coming to you through the auspices of the Jedi Cole universe, home of Jedi Cole, and all of the JCU Sunday Funnies, the aforementioned, the wonderful movie review show with the unmountable Bobby Blakey and Mrs. Jedi Cole. What'd you think? The Eddie Medina and myself with the Rancor Pit and the Rancor Pit Live, which comes to you live via every other Sunday from deepelemonair.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can tune that in on Sunday and see Eddie and our special guest host, Thomas Branch, as I will be traveling to Murder World for vacation and via Apocalypse. And
you're jealous. You got your boom tube generator up. Good. Good.
If you're looking to spend some of your vacation time going to conventions during the course of the year, visit Convention Awareness Project Texas. If, of course, those conventions you're planning to visit are in Texas, at conventionawarenesstx.blogspot.com to find out about every convention in the Lone Star State all year long. And you can find Andrew and myself and Catherine and the unmentionable Rick Gutierrez over at Rick's home on the internet, or one of his main house, the big house on the internet, United States Geekdom.com.
The big house.
The big house. And also be on the lookout in about a week or a little under a week. We will have a brand new show on the JCU.
Nice.
Broadcasting Network, the oft promised Do It Yourself, the first episode, Do It Yourself Iron Man 3, will be up and running ideally in just under a week.
There you go. So I'm going to leave you with this thought, okay? If you're thinking about this summer traveling to Muggerville, don't. And with that being said, good night, everybody. We'll pick this up next week for issue 99. We are 2 weeks away from being at issue 100. Away. Thank you all for.
In which case, we will have an abrupt about face and start renumbering at number one.
-1.
We'll go from -1 and work our way forward until we hit half a million.
Half 1 million times. 1,100 episodes.
and then we'll start going into square roots and things like
that's,
that.
Yeah, pi. It's going to be awesome. And by pi, I mean we're actually going to go into a pi.
Yeah, Hey Kids Comics pi, in which we'll just
eat pi. You get to listen to us.
How's the gooseberry? It's delicious. What does this have to do with comics? Nothing.
We'll have Stu Bulk, and the three of us will just sit around and eat pie, and it'll be amazing. So, okay. So, until next week, don't forget to buy, collect, and enjoy comic books, no matter where you're from, except for Muggerville, where they mug you and take your comic books. Good night, everybody.
Good night.